The following letter was sent to Delta Council and copied to Delta Optimist. I would like to request that the Delta Council take the same stand that Richmond has regarding the expansion of the current LNG facility on Tilbury Island. This proposed expansion and the further development of a shipping facility at this site is of great danger to the residents of Delta, Richmond, and surrounding communities. I remind you that the first item on the list of core responsibilities set out for municipal councillors is as follows: to consider the well-being and interests of the municipality and its community. Continuing to not speak out against this development is most definitely an abrogation of that responsibility, as it ignores the known dangers of the expansion of the plant and building of a shipping facility that will have untold impact on the Fraser River even without an unfortunate disaster should there be any shipping accident or other cause of leakage at the facility itself. I would also point out that this facility is right across the river from the jet fuel tanks in Richmond. Any collision or leakage from either plant will result in a massive conflagration that could wipe out half of the South Delta. Dollars that this facility may generate to the community will never make up for any disaster that might occur. In our current situation with wildfires burning through our province, it further emphasizes the folly of fossil fuel facility expansion. The gas to supply this plant is coming from fracking in the north of our province. That operation is devastating our northern forests and farmlands in the area. Methane levels have been measured as being way over any limits allowed, and these operations are emitting other deleterious chemicals and radiation that is affecting the health of residents in those areas, resulting in many cancers and other ailments. The water used in fracking is in some cases draining river levels in those areas to dangerous lows and thus impacting the fish such as salmon spawning, as well as destroying habitat that supports a healthy river and lake system. Contaminated fracking water is either contained in ponds not properly secured or pumped underground, thus possibly contaminating underground water that is a source of well water in those areas. So, you must realize that by supporting this proposed expansion of the LNG plant, you are also supporting the devastation ongoing in the north of our province. Cities such as Vancouver have taken a further stand that all future builds and/or renovations do not incorporate fossil fuels for heating and cooling. It is time that Delta came into this new awareness and took a stand as well. I implore you to take a stand for Delta, the environment, the province and the world, and say aloud, no, to the expansion of this proposed unneeded, dangerous facility. Phyllis Ruthven.